anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jess Lynn-Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions at 818-818-6401. When you call that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Kayla Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Kayla. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There is no better way to bond with your cat than with a special treat. And I'll tell you right now, this treat, healthy five-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste your cats will go crazy for. I know that because I have three rescues. And you can get it at Vitacraft.us, you can buy it at Walmart.com, or you can find it in pet stores. SCOE 10X, I am so proud to say they are back on the show with us. A big thank you to John, the owner there. And basically, it is the best odor eliminator you will find. And you can purchase it with a 100% money-back guarantee at SCOE10X.com, S-C-O-E number 10X.com. If you have those nasty odors, that will take it out. Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats that your dog will love. You enter the code, the promo code PETS in the box to save 10% at goodpetsfoods.com. If you're looking to get a calendar for 2026, remember Workman Publishing at hatchetbookgroup.com. This is Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. Cat party. We want to party with you. Give us a call at 818-818-6401. So the leaves are starting to really pop across the northern tier of the country as the beautiful fall color is on full display. Higher elevations are also starting to see the leaves change as leaf peepers are getting a real treat this October. We don't necessarily have that in the southern regions where, you know, the leaves just basically turn brown and drop, and then they come right back. So there's not that period of all the different colors, but there's nothing like being up north during the fall and seeing the mountains covered in all those different colors.
I do miss that.
I do, too.
I miss that part of Virginia.
You know, I don't miss the raking, though, when you got to rake all those leaves, and especially when you got a dog that loves to play, especially like a Labrador or a Golden Retriever, and they dive in the leaves, you could say no, no, no a million times, and they still do it.
My Dalmatian used to do that with the grass. Like when the grass was like first cut, she would dive into the piles of the grass. That's your cat.
Oh, my cat is making noises.
She's playing with the disco ball.
Oh, I have this little disco ball hanging off my desk. I'm like, what is that noise? And I'm looking at everybody's mics and nobody's touching them. So I'm like, what is it? Well, my cat loves the disco ball. It's a little tiny. It's about the size of a ping pong ball. And I hung it there because when the sun starts to go down, the light comes in through the doors, the French doors here in my office and the studio. And it's like playtime for them. I posted it on Facebook, a video of them.
Okay.
They love chasing all of the little lights, you know, all over the place.
That's so cute.
So they have a good time with that. So that's the first time I've, you know, figures showtime and she's playing with it. Because she never does during the week. She'll play with the light of it when it hits the light, but she won't play with the ball itself.
That's hilarious. I think she just noticed it. She's fascinated.
But so pick up the phone, give us a call. We want to talk to you about your pets. And I'll tell you, like, it would be nice to have the money to be able to do that and go up north during the fall to be able to see. Actually, Kay, you're going up north, aren't you, for a wedding?
Yes, I am.
So you're probably going to see all the changing of the leaves while you're up there.
Yeah, they said it's starting to get cold. It's been in the 60s already.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wait, where are you going?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
Wedding, right?
Yeah, Danielle's getting married, yeah.
Wow. I know Danielle. I know her well. She's a party girl, but she's settled down now, and now she's going to get married. So, you know, tell her I said congratulations.
I will.
And good luck. But a lot of us now, divorce rate is over 50% now.
Well, that's not something to follow that up with.
No. No, but I wanted to say is a lot of people are married to their pets now. I mean, people are single and they're living with their dogs or they're living with their cats or, you know, they get a pet. So not to say Danielle's going to get
it. I hope she's not listening.
So, I just texted her.
So I'm not saying that, but congratulations to her in the wedding. May she celebrate 80 years of marriage. But...
Negative Norman over
but,
here.
But it's the truth. Divorce rate is high. It has been for a long time, and it seems to be going up. Or people wait to get married until they're in their 30s. Like when I was young, people were getting married in their late teens and early 20s.
Yeah.
Now it's like 30s, even 40s. But they're more comfortable actually living with their pets. So, and I can relate. I got my cats and my birds and stuff like that. They're, you know, more than enough company.
Oh, yeah.
And this way I don't have to worry about being stabbed in the back or sass or, you know, or going through a divorce and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, my God.
So, hey, pets are an asset. They're a great thing to have.
Yeah.
They're good company. So, I know I've got cats, I've got chickens, I've got parrots, I've got fish. You've got a dog.
This is the first time I've only had one pet, but my kid, you know, fled the nest, and I'm like, wait,
she's having a baby.
Yeah.
When is she due?
November 6th.
Wow, right around the corner.
Yeah, I'm going to be a grandma.
So does Manny, does she know what she's having?
Yeah, she's having a boy.
A boy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good.
Does she have a name picked out?
Yeah, Thomas.
Oh.
Oh, that's cool. Well, tell her we said congratulations.
Thank you.
And don't get married or then divorced.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
Or just stay single. Oh, I just bit down on that tooth. I have a toothache. Oh, it's killing me. 818-818-6401. We want to talk with you. 818-818-6401. But animals will let you know, like a previous caller that we had. But basically, even like when I just chewed down on that tooth, it felt like somebody just stuck a knife in my face. But animals go through that too, and because they can't let us know by verbally saying, I got a toothache, or something like that, they let us know in other ways.
By not eating their dry food. Yeah.
Yeah.
I always, you know, try to explore that option, having them go get their dog checked out by the vet if they're telling me, like, their dog won't or cat won't eat their food if it's dry. Because, you know, if they have an abscess or something, it hurts to chew.
Yeah, no, and that's where they need to eat the moist, and that's what I'm trying to do. I haven't eaten a lot of soup. But if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of the last weekend were... So your top five movies as of last weekend, you may want to check these out. One Battle After Another, that's a Leonardo DiCaprio movie. It made $24 million in its opening week, which is not a very good take. But I've also heard through the grapevine it's not that great. I did not get to screen it because I had my own movie premiere that night for the film that I'm in called Velvet Hammer. Number two, Gabby's Dollhouse, the movie. It made $14 million in its opening week. Number three, Demon Slayer, Kimetsu No Yabi, the movie Infinity Castle, $119 million in 3 weeks. That's pretty darn good for, you know, whatever that is. I've never seen Demon Slayer, but I know there's a great song from that movie. The Conjuring, Last Rites, which was filmed in our town, right next door in Pennsylvania, it made $162 million in 4 weeks, and that's based on a true story of a house that's over-inhabited by ghosts and one really bad demon. And The Strangers, Chapter 2, $6.3 million in its opening week. I love horror films, so I'm sure that's good and gory and scary, and this is the month for it. But if you're going to the movies, check it out. But you can check out my movie reviews at TalkinPets.com or on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
And this is Talkin' Pets. From the humble abode to get a jolt from my electro. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
In the know, I'm Janet Simmons. BuzzRx medical advisor, Dr. Cedric Jamie Rutland, pulmonary, critical care, and internal medicine physician, shares how you can stay healthy and save money this allergy season.
Spring is notorious for high pollen levels, which can be especially difficult for people with seasonal allergies. Treatment often involves avoiding known allergens and using antihistamines, decongestants, or corticosteroid nasal sprays.
Asthma treatment focuses on controlling airway inflammation and preventing flare-ups.
Using inhaled corticosteroids or rescue inhalers may be a part of your asthma control routine. Check out BuzzRx, a simple solution for saving money on prescription medications. It's a free prescription discount card and app service that allows users to save up to 80% on their medications.
People with a monthly prescription refill can save an average of $1,100 annually. Download the BuzzRx app or visit BuzzRx.com to learn more.
The Ka'anapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to KaanapaliResort.com. Experience Ka'anapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets every night, golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Ka'anapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com. The Ka'anapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
We're going to go out to somewhere in America, and we're going to speak with Marilyn. Hey, Marilyn, how you doing?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you.
So, Marilyn,
I'm looking for some advice.
I got to ask you, Marilyn, is it Marilyn, a.k.a. something else?
Because I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Because I think I know what you're going to ask, but I'm not sure. So you have a question about a dog.
Yeah, I do. And I found out about a week ago that she bit somebody who came into the yard. And I need to know what to do about that. When I'm present and she meets people, she's, you know, if she's at all, like, say the Amazon person's coming in, like, I'll just have her sit next to me. I'll tell her to wait and watch. She's very responsive to voice commands, and she does. And sometimes they'll, you know, I'll let her sniff their hands if they feel like it or whatever. And I have her sit and wait until they go back out the gate, and all's well. But this happened when I wasn't present. So we've done this routine many times where I'll tell her it's okay. She barks. So I'm like, okay, this person's okay. Have her watch and wait and so forth and so on. But I don't know now what to do when she's not in my presence. And this is only a yard thing. When we meet people, you know, on trails walking or something, she either ignores them or she actually skirts around them. She's not that even interested. She's decided she's going to defend this territory.
Right. And I got to tell you a story, because my one black cat, my only black cat, Shadow, and it's a cat, not a dog. But a friend came to visit me from Houston and came in very early in the morning, went into one of the spare bedrooms and slept for the rest of the time, got up, came into my office while I was working, and Shadow attacked him. And she had no idea where he came from, why he was in the house. So she was basically trying to defend me because she thought he was going to hurt me. And it was a pretty violent attack, I will say. But it was also kind of, like, interesting that she would attack somebody she didn't know. But my premise on that is, with animals in general, and I'll hand it over to Jasmine, is that I wonder sometimes when mommy or daddy are there, and they know that the surroundings are copacetic and everybody's okay, but because they love you so much, and I know she does with me, and your dog probably does with you, is that she goes into a defense mode if you're not around to keep your area protected.
I think that's exactly it. Yeah. She's a dog. She's a, you know, a mix that has a job to do. She's definitely, she's small.
She?
So it was just a nip on the calf. It wasn't like a big jumper, you know, shepherd jumping on you or something. But it was actually as the person was leaving. It's like, okay, be gone with you.
What breed is she?
She's a mix. She's a rescue, and she's got a lot of herding dog and a little bit of rat terrier and a little bit of chihuahua. So she's a smaller dog, but she's kind of border collie, Australian shepherd kind of mentality in terms of how she watches her things and then goes for them.
So she's generally high strung. Does she have anxiety with, like, thunderstorms, fireworks, loud noises happening suddenly?
Absolutely zero. I was absolutely blown away this summer. She just couldn't care less if there's noises or thunder or 4th of July stuff. None of it fazed her.
Is she a newer dog to you?
Pardon?
Is she a newer dog to you?
I've had her for about a year and a couple months now. So she's a rescue. She's probably between 1.5 and 2 years old. And when I'm home and she barks because somebody's coming up, I appreciate the warning, actually, because then I know somebody's just come into my yard. But she went the next step, you know.
Yeah, and you got to be careful in these days because people are very Sue happy, and a dog nip or a bite, you know, could cause that to happen.
So was
And it was interesting because while the person was facing her and coming in, she just probably barked. But it was when he actually turned and left that she said, okay, good riddance with you.
Was it in your yard or in your house?
In my yard.
Okay. And in you weren't yard. Home? So who was home? Like, somebody was home
I'm
with
not,
her?
I'm not. I was probably actually inside the house It was one of the delivery people.
Oh.
And she, did she break the skin, or did she just, like, you said, nipped on the butt or the back of the leg?
Evidently, she did. On the calf. Yeah. So I'm really worried now. I just don't even know how to train for this at all.
So that's, you need somebody to, like, coach you through a lot of different things. I do Zoom sessions for dog training. My website is jasminethedogtrainer.com. Because there's a lot of details that I would need to get in order to properly guide you and give you advice for that. Not knowing the full situation, because that, like, we need to go over background and, you know, what her history might have been before you got her, and it's not a short answer for what needs to happen.
I don't think that there was anything really, anything in her background that was traumatic or anything in that realm. I think this was purely, this is my territory and you don't belong here type of thing.
She's in a protection mode, and I think the thing is with her on that, it's part of an aggression that she goes through when somebody's walking away.
No, but if a dog nips somebody that's walking away, that's usually like a fear aggressive type of behavior. So they're like, you know, back is turned. Oh, I'm going to, you know, you're leaving.
But I wonder if, because Marilyn was in the house, the dog had realm of the yard. So the dog, basically without Marilyn around or being behind a closed door, the dog felt like it went into a protection mode.
Or it's a sign of insecurity.
Could be too.
So dogs can be insecure when they don't have the owners there directing them. And so the fact that she said that usually she has the dog sit and stuff, they don't feel confident. So it's a confidence issue sometimes.
The way I deal with Shadow, my cat, because I've never seen a cat do that I've ever had. But the way I deal with that now after what happened with my friend Martin is if somebody comes into my house that she's not familiar with, like she's familiar with all the doctors and the trainers that come in, she's protective of her chair, but other than that, she's fine. But somebody else that she doesn't really know, even delivery or whatever, I make sure that I'm around, and I also make sure that she knows that this is a friend. You know, whether a shaking of a hand or something like that, I wouldn't get too close to the person that she doesn't know, because that's what happened is I got a hug from Martin and that's when she attacked because she thought, who is this?
Who's touching my dad?
Oh
right.
My gosh.
And the thing is that, so the same thing with your dog, if your dog's not familiar with that person, then that could cause that problem. But Jasmine, you can find her at jasminethedogtrainer.com if you want to talk to her off the show more, and she can help you with that. But, yeah, you've definitely got a little – you've got an aggression thing going on there, and aggression is one of the worst things to deal with.
And thankfully it wasn't a kid that was, like, face level with the dog.
But we got to go out to a break. That music means it's break time. You know, we got to go to the sponsor. So, Marilyn, if you want to hold, you're more than welcome. But I would recommend seeking out Jasmine at jasminethedogtrainer.com.
Thank you for calling. I would definitely love to help you with that situation.
Yeah.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Yeah.
And
thank
good
you.
Luck. Aggression is tough. It's a tough thing to deal with. But we got to take a break, and we come back more of Talking Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today. And that's SCOE10X.com.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver?
Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
A recent study which provides the first evidence of how goats read human emotional expressions. Writing in the journal Royal Society Open Science, the team described how 20 goats interacted with images of happy and angry human facial expressions and found that they preferred to look and interact with the happy faces. The study, which was carried out at Buttercup Sanctuary for Goats, involved the researchers showing goats pairs of unfamiliar grayscale static human faces of the same individual showing happy and angry facial expressions. The team found that images of happy faces elicited greater interactions in the goats who looked at the images, approached them, and explored them with their snouts. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jay Stutz. Hey, do you think that goat study was a good use of money? I mean, it is kind of like, it's interesting. It's interesting, but it just seems like a lot of waste of money. I don't really know where you go from that. Like, okay, so goats, I mean, I probably could have told you that they're going to prefer a happy face. I mean, your cats, dogs do, horses do, and I understand the level of domestication, but maybe I'm going to get my goat milk from a farm that smiles at their goats versus gives them angry faces, because maybe that's a better product. I don't know. Do they produce more milk if you smile at them and talk to them?
You know, the first time I saw that commercial was...
I mean, I guess maybe farmers will use this in research study.
I saw a commercial, a beer commercial or something.
You know, the weird thing about this, if you want to call it a song,
the weird thing, that's actually goats. I was like, oh my God, that's what they sound like.
Those are screaming, yes. Okay, I'm glad you agreed with me that, because I could not make the connection as to why it was being played.
It's almost like being in a psych ward or something.
Have you heard
not
that song?
I've been in one, but I've seen it
at
movies.
A club or something, and you're like, I'm going to buy this song.
This one?
Yes. No?
No.
Okay.
I mean, it would be funny to play in your car, and all of a sudden you're like, I really like this new song, guys.
You'd be pulled over because someone would think you had someone trapped in your trunk.
I'm going to cut you off right there, John, before you get yourself into trouble. For more stories like this, visit TalkinPets.com. That's TalkinPets.com. pets.com. That's another Talking Pets Rewind. I'm Daisy Charlotte.
On September 23rd, the Shamokin Dam, PA Fire Company No. 1, responded to a vehicle accident in the area of 4437 North Susquehanna Trail, Shamokin Dam, Snyder County. According to the agency, a truck pulling a trailer with 106 newborn calves went over a steep embankment and the trailer overturned in a creek. The fire company outlined the challenges they encountered, writing, Aurens Auto Service LLC quickly removed the pickup truck from the embankment. Once the vehicle was cleared, it was determined that the trailer could not be lifted safely without risking further harm to the surviving calves. A new plan was developed requiring crews to cross the creek, clear brush, and create access to the trailer. Once access was made, it was confirmed that many calves were still alive, but they would need to be removed one at a time and carried up the embankment. Rescue efforts took over an hour. Fire crews and farm workers worked side by side to carry the calves up the embankment to safety. Several calves perished in the crash, but dozens were saved thanks to rescuers' efforts. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Kayla Cavanaugh.
Cows, we're remarkable cows. And wherever we go, it's a fabulous show. Oh, you know we are cows. That's right, we're cows. Such remarkable cows. We can sing very low. We can dance in a row. We are lovely and slow. Yes, you know we are cows. If you thought that all we could do was so moo.
I don't know what it is about this song, but I love this cow song.
We can tell.
I know, I love it. I think it just puts me in a good mood. Even with a toothache, I'm in a good mood. Yeah. Anyway.
Let the games begin!
So this is Name That Animal Sound. If you can guess what sound this is, we're going to send you out a prize. If you've won something in the last 90 days, that's our precursor there or whatever, you got to pick something that you haven't won in the last 90 days. But we do have Vitacraft, Lick and Lap. That's the creamy paste in the tubes that your cats will go crazy for. Or you can get the purr sticks. We do have SCOE 10X, the number one odor eliminator. It is awesome. I highly recommend it anywhere in your house, your office, your car. Good Pets Foods, Daily Probiotic, Multivitamin, and Hip and Joint. You're going to get all three of those to try. We also have the Collapsible Water Bowl from Talking Pets, a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's our reptile music CD. We have the book from Chicken Soup for the Soul on dogs. We also have a new one that just came out. It's not on animals, but it's called Let It Go. A good book for most people in this day and age. And from Miss Kayla and Silly Beads by Kayla, we have...
There is a cat wristlet keychain. There's two Stanley Cup handle charms. And there is a keychain that is more so for like a little boy. It's a Highland cow.
A Highland cow? Oh, a cow.
Yes.
There we go. You know, my friend Frank up in New Jersey, just on a tangent, he loved cows. His entire house was covered in cow.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
My mom had a friend in Virginia who was obsessed with roosters, and so her house was decorated with rooster everything. Everything. Comforters. Yeah.
I'm not touching that one.
Yeah, don't.
818-818-6401. If you can name this creature, and I guarantee you it's not a cow. What creature makes that sound? You know, I've learned things from this play that animal sound thing on certain animals that I never thought would make that sound. And there was a hawk out once, and I knew right away it was a hawk because I was so familiar with it, with the sound. So did you peek? Did you see that, what it was?
No.
Okay. So, Kay, what do you think it was?
I have no idea. I'm really bad at this.
You are bad at this.
I saw her
trying to cheat. She was trying to look at it.
Is there a cartoon with a character that...
I will say, and you're going to know what this is, I think, from this clue, is they are good at keeping the population control better for us as humans because they go after bugs and mosquitoes. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. That's what they sound like.
What?
And...
I didn't think they made a sound. Maybe I'm thinking
it's an appropriate sound for this this month out of the year. So...
Oh! 818-818-6401,
818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call if you think you know what that creature is, and take a guess, and you can win a prize. So I want to ask you, Jasmine, you know, a lot of people have changed over time. Because, you know, in the old days, it was always collars. Walk mm-hmm. your dog with a leash and collar. And people still do. But a lot of people have moved towards halters.
Harnesses.
Yeah, putting them on dogs. Do you like those better than the collars?
It depends. You know, I don't like walking a dog on a collar if they're pulling on it can and, you know, applying pressure to their trachea.
Right,
they can collapse their trachea. I've worked with dogs that had collapsed tracheas, and there's nothing that they can really do about that. It's just something that they have to live with at that point. They're hacking all the time. So my advice is always to make sure that you leash train your dog. Teach them not to pull. There are all sorts of apparatuses that you can use that doesn't hurt the dog to teach them not to pull. Mine uses, like, I think we have one here, one of the front pull harnesses.
Oh, we did. We gave it away.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but she's trained to use that, and she's great on it. But if I put a collar on her neck, she'll pull on the collar.
You know, one big question that comes up when a lot of people try to put a halter or a harness on a dog is the size. Because some people will put, like, one that's too small or one that's too big.
And then they get out of it, yeah.
Right. Or can you hurt the dog more if it is too loose? Where maybe they are pulling on it or whatever, and then...
Well, if it's shifting and rubbing, a lot of dogs that don't have a lot of fur on their body, you know, it's rubbing against their bare skin. So I have had people show me where the dog is raw underneath their armpit, whatever you call that part of the dog's leg in the front. So you definitely want to make sure that something is fitting correctly. They can't get out of it. It's not too tight, but not too loose, that it not so loose it's shifting around and causing irritation on their skin.
So we're going to go out to Cherry in Oregon. Hey, Cherry, how you doing?
I'm great.
I like that name, Cherry.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's delicious.
Yeah. again, I won't go there.
Oh, all right.
Love you, though. So what do you think this is? What creature do you think that was that we were talking about? And it sounds like...
It's a bat.
Congratulations.
Good job.
Was it the hints that I gave, or did you actually know they make that sound?
It was the hints.
The hints, okay. Yeah, I thought the hints might have been too easy. But you got it. So, do you have cats? Do you have dogs? Do you like to read? We got a variety of things. Do you have odors you want to get rid of? I mean, I read off a whole bunch of things you can go with. Cat treats, dog treats, odor eliminator, collapsible water bowl, silly beads by Kayla. It's a keychain. And we also have the, tumbler?
The Stanley Cup. Handle charm, yes.
Yeah, so it goes on the arm thing. We have Stitch and then NFL, and then we have a white cat keychain with the silly beads and all. And we have calendars for 2026. I have three of them right now that to give away, and one of them is the Travel Cats. The other one is the Giraffe, and the other one's Dogs on Vacation.
Well, I'll just get the cat keychain.
You got the white cat. It's a white cat, if that's okay. The white cat keychain is going to come out
to
you.
Yeah.
That's compliments of Silly Beads by Kayla.
I hope you love it.
Kayla's with us right now, so she's all smiles. You made her day.
Oh, that's great.
They're really cool. You can wear it as a bracelet and then hang it that way, I guess.
Yeah.
So
like when you're in the grocery store or whatever.
Yeah.
I have mine from Kayla. My keys are on it right now.
Good. So
do you want my address and everything?
Yes. Cherry, stay on the line and speak with Sydney. She'll get your address, and we'll ship everything out to you. And thanks for playing with us. That's Cherry out there in Oregon. And, yes, she's getting the white cat keychain. Now, Kayla, if somebody wants to find out more, I actually used your flyer when I gave away the dog pen. So I put that in the envelope. So people know that you have a whole bunch of stuff. But they can find you right now at talkingpets.com, right?
Yes, I'm actually working on an Instagram. I'm almost finalized with it.
Good. Well, let us know when that's done.
I will.
This is Talking Pets. Yeah. You start to freeze as horror looks you right between the eyes. You're paralyzed because that's just thriller.
everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Hi friends, this is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE 10X. The best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
As part of Alaska's Katmai National Park and Preserve's annual Fat Bear Week, the oversized ursines are pitted against each other in online popularity contests where fans from around the world vote for the bear they like best. A live camera lets voters follow along the bears as they forage for salmon in a last-gasp chance to pack on the pounds ahead of their upcoming winter hibernation. After 1 week of voting, bears competed against each other until only two challengers remained, numbers 856 and number 32. This year's winner is bear number 32, a.k.a. Chunk. In addition to his impressive girth, Chunk's Cinderella story appealed to voters as he suffered from a jaw injury that threatened to derail his salmon-eating activities. He defeated Bear 602, affectionately known as Flotado, by roughly 70% to 30% in the semis to secure his place in the final. Meanwhile, Bear 856 beat last year's reigning companion, or champion, 128 Grazier, by around 68% to 32% in the semis. Grazier was the last female bear left in the competition. Bear 856 lost out to Chunk 60.2% to 39.8% in the final round of voting. The final total was 96,350 votes for Chunk and 63,725 for Bear 856. Beyond the fun of selecting a chubby champion, Fat Bear Week is also an opportunity to educate people about brown bears and their habitat in Alaska. The contest, which began in 2014, spotlights the work rangers do in Katmai, the fourth largest national park in the United States. To survive Alaska's punishing winters, brown bears spend the season hibernating in their dens. The more weight they put on ahead of that, the more likely they are to survive the season. That goes double for pregnant bears, who usually enter their dens earlier than their peers. As Katmai's website notes, fat bears are successful bears, so it's safe to say all the park's brown bears are winners. Chunk will now have his photo added to the Fat Bear Week Hall of Champions, where previous winners are honored for their achievements. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch. Guys like I'm chunky?
No.
I know you don't. I've seen Marcellus. You? I don't know.
No comment. No comment.
But yeah, Chunk won. So Chunk is the bear on Fat Bears Week. So
I was giggling to myself when you accidentally said chunky companion instead of champion.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I was like, no, you don't want a bear as a companion. Although some people like,
I would.
Oh, you would like any animal as a companion. No matter if it would eat you and be like, I still love you.
Not a snake or a scorpion or a tarantula, but
well, those are the ones
is...
that are a little bit more pet-wise, but you want those things that will throw poop around the house, like monkeys, or chunky, like a bear that will eat you in your sleep. Or...
But they can wave. Have you seen the videos of the bears waving at people?
Yes.
Yeah.
That doesn't make them a pet.
They look
cuddly.
They
may be cute.
They look cuddly.
And they're dangerous.
Only if you're not nice to them. No.
No. It's a wild animal. Wild means it's always there. It doesn't get, you know, it took about more than 10,000 years for dogs to become a dog.
Yeah,
a
I learned the hard way not to pet a bobcat.
Yeah, not a good thing.
Yeah, I was mauled.
Yeah, not good.
Yeah. Somebody was keeping it as a pet, and it was a wild animal that lived outside in the mountains. Yeah.
And you learned wild animals are always going to be wild. That's what scares me about people that have hybrids. Like part of their dog is dog, and the other part is wolf. And a lot of people, you know, I wouldn't say a lot, because I don't hear about them like I did like 30 years ago when we started the show. But now I don't hear that much about them, because I think maybe people have grabbed onto the fact. And especially because like...
When they're still there. Yeah. But people have learned, you know, keep the percentage low. One person I talked to, they're explaining their dog's behavior, and I was like, that doesn't sound normal for a dog. It was becoming very elusive, wouldn't let them come near it, it wouldn't eat with them around, didn't want to come in the house. It was like they couldn't capture it in their yard. And so I'm like, what breed is it? Oh, it's a husky and shepherd mix. Mm-hmm. So after some, you know, interrogating, they admitted that it was 90% wolf. And I said, that's not a dog. You have a wolf. You have a wild animal.
Speaking of wolves, in the news this week, wolves recognize and are significantly more reactive to familiar human voices than other sounds, displaying fear, fleeing more readily, and abandoning the area more quickly. This fear is rooted in human status as a super predator who kill wolves at a much higher rate than natural death. Making human presence a significant risk for the wolves. Studies show wolves actively avoid humans in areas where they live. And to my understanding, there has never been a reported case of a wolf attack killing a human. And that I know of. That was the last stats that I've seen.
It's pretty much the same with like a coyote. They're not going to, unless you have a small dog that might be, like, they're not going to attack the human. They don't go for animals that are...
Well, they know that humans are basically bad, and I'll tell you, in this day and age right now, in this world,
they're getting worse.
Have you seen
the videos of the elephants attacking people that are, like, in their territory? I get it. They're smart animals, and they know that humans equal
trouble.
Bad things to their environment.
Yep. Same as the orcas attacking the boats. You did a story on that.
Yeah.
So, well, once again, thanks for joining us in this hour of Talking Pets. Same pet time, same pet channel on your favorite radio station, or you can listen to us on streaming. But, by the way, spay and neuter your pets, help control that pet population, and please, if you're going to adopt a pet, go to your local shelter or rescue. There are many purebreds and different types of dogs, cats, and other animals there. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
And if you're looking for Jasmine off the air, you can find her at JasmineTheDogTrainer.com.
Yes.
Sounds good. Bye for now.
Views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.